praise him tonight. Let's magnify him. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord.
Hallelujah. We bless you tonight, Lord. You're so wonderful. You're so good. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together as we lift our voice to bless his name. We sing praises, praises to our God. Everybody sing. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together as we lift our voice to bless his name. We sing praises, praises to our God. Oh, magnify, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together as we lift our voice, our voice, and bless his name. We sing praises, praises to our God. For the Lord, he is great, and he's worthy to be praised. Magnify him and lift him up. Oh, yes, he's great. For the Lord, he is great, and he's worthy to be praised. Magnify him and lift him up. Oh, magnify, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together as we lift our voice. Our voice to bless his name. We sing praises, praises to our God. Magnify, oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together as we lift our voice to bless his name. We sing praises, oh, praises to our God. For the Lord, he is great, and he's worthy to be praised. Magnify him and lift him up. Oh, yes, the Lord is great. Oh, Lord, he is great, and he's worthy to be praised. Magnify him and lift him up. Oh, we praise you, Lord, for your name. He's great and worthy to be praised. Magnify him and lift him up. Lift him up, yeah. He's great and he's worthy to be praised. Magnify him and lift him up.
With all within you, come on, bless the Lord.
For the Lord, he is great.
And glory and honor, Lord. You are so wonderful, and we magnify you. We thank you, Father, for all the benefits that we have being your children, Father. Hallelujah, for salvation. Oh, Father, for healing us, for delivering us, Father. Oh, for setting us free, Lord. We bless you, Lord. There's power in your matchless name tonight.
There's power in the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. Whenever you say his name, things begin to change. There's power in the name of the Lord.
Power.
There's power in the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. Whenever you say His name, things begin to change. There's power in the name of the Lord. There's healing in the name. There's healing in the name of Jesus. Oh, healing in the name of Jesus. Whenever you say His name, things begin to change. Healing in the name
of the Lord.
Oh, there's healing in the name, power, healing power of Jesus. Oh, there's healing in the name of Jesus. Whenever you say His name, things begin to change. There's healing in the name of the Lord. And He's a great deliverer. Deliverance in the name of Jesus. Is there anything too hard for You, Lord? Oh, nothing. Whenever you say the name of Jesus, hey, things begin to change. There's healing in the name of the Lord. Yeah, healing in the name. Yes. Oh, deliverance in the name, deliverance. Oh, in the name of the Lord. There's power in your name. Oh, power in the name. Hallelujah. Glory to You. Oh, power in the name.
There's power in the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, we bless Your name. Thank You, Lord. Have Your way in this place tonight. Have Your way, Lord. Let Your glory fill each and every one of us tonight, Lord. Let Your glory fill this place. Oh, healing in Your name. There's no name above Your name. Your name is everything. Healing, deliverance, power, yeah. Whenever you say His name, things begin to. Whenever you say His name, things begin to. Whenever you say it, Jesus, His name, things begin to change. This healing in the name. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Father, we glorify You tonight. Come on, folks, let's worship Him. Father, we glorify You. We magnify You. Come on, let's all lift up our voices and worship Him. Father, we glorify You. You are so good. Father, You are faithful. You are merciful. You are patient. Father, there's none like You. Father, You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You're the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ. You're the one true living God. You're the Creator of heaven and earth. You're our Savior. You're our healer. You're our provider. You're our protector. You're our strength. You're our joy. You're our peace. Father, we thank You. You are so good, and we worship you tonight. Come on, folks, everybody.
Yes, Lord.
Worship him in this place. Father, we come to you tonight in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, we approach you as children of Abraham, as children of the living God. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your promises. They are yes and amen. Father, we just give you all the glory tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus, that you sent your word and healed us. Father, we thank you that Jesus has bore all of our sickness and disease. Father, carried our stress and our sorrows. Father, we just thank you. We praise you. Father, we just glorify your holy name. Father, we thank you for the help of the Holy Ghost here tonight. Father, we thank you. We shall lay hands on the sick and the sick shall recover. Father, we thank you. Your word, Father, it feeds our spirit, renews our mind, and gives strength to our bodies. And Father, we thank you for the help of the Holy Ghost, the manifestations of the Spirit as he wills. And we just give you all the praise. Father, we give you all the glory. Father, we give you all the praise. We give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hey, before you're seated tonight, why don't you just find one or two people? Let them know you're glad to see them here tonight. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, did you come hungry for the word here tonight? Amen. The healer's in the house tonight. Yeah. Praise the Lord. And it's not me. I'm talking about Jesus himself. Glory to God. Of course, we know that he sent his word and healed us according to Psalm 107, verse 20. You know, every time if you're in search of healing, look no further than the Bible. Amen. Of course, Jesus is the Word, you understand, and he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, and it just seemed good, you know, as I was just asking God what we were to do for this service, it just seemed good that we would have a healing service, that we'd preach on healing, and lay hands on anybody who needed a healing ministered to them. But before we do that, we want to stir your faith with the Word of God. Praise the Lord. The Bible says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing the Word of God. And of course, your faith will grow for whatever you're hearing coming out of the Word. Amen. And so if you need to increase your faith for healing, well, spend time in the Word on that subject. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you need a harvest of healing, well, sow the seed of healing, right? Praise God. Well, join me in your Bibles tonight. Go over to Psalm 103. And I'll be honest, I don't know how long this message is. You know, I don't know if we're going to preach for 15 minutes, 25 minutes. Some of you say, oh, we know it'll be more than that. Well, there's a good chance it could be more than that. But we'll just, we're going to start over here in Psalm 103. There's several verses I was just meditating on. And of course, you know, over the last few Wednesday nights, I've been teaching on covenant. And then, of course, this past Sunday morning, the Spirit of God kind of redirected the service into that subject again, you know, about covenant being the children of Abraham. And we're just not done, you know, looking at that truth. Of course, we're going to look at it tonight through the prism of healing. And ultimately, listen, as we look back, you know, the wonderful thing about the Old Testament, we aren't following the legalities of the law anymore. You know, we're not sacrificing the animals. You know, because it's been replaced by something better. You know, the blood of animals has been replaced by the blood of Jesus. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad? You know, you didn't bring your ram here tonight. You know, you didn't bring your bullock or your turtle dove or whatever. Thank God that the blood of Jesus is a sacrifice. It's once and for all. It's good forever. Amen. And so we don't have to follow, you know, there's certain things about the legalities of the law that we don't follow. But the Old Testament tells us, when you look back and start studying what God did for the children of Abraham in the Old Testament, you look at that The Bible tells us that we have a better covenant established on better promises. Amen. And so if he did it for them, he has to do something better for us. You know, and I'll tell you what, as you look back in Israel's history, God was very miraculous on their behalf. You know, we are the fulfillment of the children of Abraham, you know, and that covenant is an everlasting covenant. It didn't go away. You know, it was extended to us. No, we might not have been born in Israel. No, we might not have had a bar mitzvah or whatever. You understand, we might not be ethnically Jewish or whatever. Maybe some of you are, maybe some of us aren't, but you know what I mean? The promise of Abraham is still good to us today. And that promise includes healing. Glory to God. And so we're just going to preach for a little bit just to stir your faith on healing. And listen, you know, the greatest way to receive healing is always out of the Word, you know. But however, you know, we all are also going to lay hands tonight in agreement with the Word. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so have you found Psalm 103? One of my favorite psalms, maybe second only to Psalm 91. And maybe Psalm 23 is a good one in there as well. Psalm 103, of course, you know, the first few verses are verses that we quote around here all the time. And it says in verse 1, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name." That's what we were doing tonight. Yes. That's what, you know, Reverend Tony and the worship team, they were just leading us in an example because they're better singers than we are. You know, and sometimes we all just need a little help with that. But I mean, as a congregation together, that's what we're doing. We're blessing the Lord. Amen. We're blessing his holy name. And I'll tell you what, of course, I love both those songs that we did tonight. Because you know why? Not because they're catchy or trendy, but because they're anointed. Amen. And they talk about the greatness of God. You want to sing, you want to talk about the greatness of God. If you want the power of God to be alive in your home, alive in your church, alive in your business, you got to talk about the greatness of God. Praise the Lord. But verse 1 is what we've been doing. We've been blessing the Lord, oh my soul, all that is within me. I'll tell you what would a service look like if we actually acted on that verse? You know, people sometimes they'll come in and they'll actually see somebody who's blessing the Lord with all of their soul and they'll think that that person's crazy. No, that person's not crazy. That person's just obedient. They're just giving God what he wants. Praise the Lord. They're not reserved. They're not letting the tiredness of their day or the trial of their day. They're there. They're just blessing God with everything they have. Amen. Glory to God. In verse 2 says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities or your sins, who heals all your diseases." We usually stop there when we quote it, but let's keep reading because it gets even better. "Who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies." Glory to God. Where does healing come from? It comes from the mercy of God. That's where healing comes from. It comes from the mercy of God. Praise the Lord. Verse 5, it says, "Who satisfies your mouth with good things." You know, it was July 30th, 2003, when I was meditating on verse 5, and the Lord spoke to me and said, it was up there in Brockton, that I'd have a pulpit ministry, and it was that verse. It was Psalm 103, verse 5. And that verse, it literally, like, it's hard to explain. It jumped off the page at me. It wasn't just reading it anymore. I knew something had kind of happened, and the Lord spoke to me about 30 seconds later and said, "You'll have a pulpit ministry." And, you know, of course, I was young. I was extremely inexperienced, didn't know much. And I just said, "Okay, show me the pulpit." Yeah. And so I made an appointment with my pastor, just thinking, oh, God'll show him and tell him, and he'll just point me right to the pulpit. No, he pointed me to washing tables. Amen. Because, you know, that is the route to ministry. Is serving. Amen. And so I didn't understand it for a few. I'm like, wait a minute, God. Pulpit ministry and vacuuming the floor in the youth room. That's what I was doing, and I didn't make the connection. But see, thank God that God put me with a pastor who understood the route, that if you are the course that you're going to travel to get to where God wants you, listen, don't fret the wilderness time. You know what I mean? If you're walking in the wilderness time, so many times the biggest mistake believers make, they think, I just got to get out of this uncomfortable, undesired place as quick as possible. You know, I've counseled many, you know, believers through the years that they get into that situation. And let's face it, none of us like discomfort. None of us like to be there, but they think, I just got to get out of this, whatever it takes to just, you know, get out of this pressure or whatever. Well, listen, if you're walking through that wilderness time, don't begrudge that time. It's a necessary part of the course that's required. Amen. Praise the Lord. Jesus had to walk through the wilderness. He had to be tested in the wilderness. So will you. You know, and I have a really, really, you know, bad illustration, but I always use the illustration of taking cookies out of the oven too early. You know, if you're making homemade cookies, you know, I'm not talking about this, you know, store-bought, cut it off the log type thing. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? It's like, you know, no, I mean something that's made from scratch and you're using raw eggs and all that stuff. Well, you know, those cookies, you know, if they don't stay in the oven long enough, they're not going to be a blessing to anybody. It's going to make everyone sick. You know what I mean? In the same way, you just need to maybe hang out in the oven just a little bit longer until you're ready. Praise God. Hallelujah. And of course, there's something too, you know, if you've ever heard of, you know, primitive technology in the old days when they would have to fight with, you know, spears and swords and things like that. Notice all of those weapons, they were all hardened in the fire. They were fire hardened. You know, 1 Peter 1:7 tells us that your faith will need to be hardened in the fire. That doesn't mean that God's authoring trials for you. He's not. Jesus said, in the world you will have trials and tribulations. All right? I'm speaking to somebody here. I'm speaking to somebody, you know, and, you know, you're wondering, oh, this needs to happen. Why isn't this happening? Or I just feel like I'm out of place. Well, the wilderness will never feel like home. All right? And so just know that that part of your course is necessary to get you fire hardened. Amen. Anyhow, praise the Lord. So verse 5, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Well, we know in verse, of course, 2 and 3 talks directly about healing. But when your youth is renewed like the eagles, don't you think that pertains to the healing and strength of your body? Amen. Notice this, a youth is a renewable resource. All right. You don't have to look back and just constantly say, boy, I wish I felt like I was 20 again. You know, of course the body does get older. Of course we understand there's natural things. But I'll tell you what, don't let the body convince you that you have to live, you know what I mean, in a state of decrepitness just because you're getting some years on you. You know, God renews youth. He renews youth. Praise the Lord. I tell you what, that'll bless some marriages too. We won't say where and how and all that. So that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Glory to God. All right. And so go back up there. Verse 2 is very familiar to us. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget not all of his benefits. Glory to God. Is it okay to laugh in church? You know, can I just be real honest with you? I can't stand it when preachers get in the pulpit and they don't act like themselves. You know what I mean? Like all of a sudden, you know, they're laughing and joking in the back room and they're just, you know, having this good time. And then they step in the pulpit. All of a sudden they're, rah, rah, you know, I don't like that. I'm just not a fan of that. Anyhow, praise the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul, forget not all of his benefits. Now, the word benefits there is directly connected to the word covenant. Because they are covenant benefits, meaning these benefits aren't necessarily available to everybody at all times. What I mean by that, they're available, but they're available to those who are in covenant with God. And not just those who are in covenant with God, those that are faithful in the covenant with God. All right, listen, and that's who we're preaching here tonight. We're preaching to this group here tonight. You represent, no doubt, you know, you're in church on a Wednesday night. You know, and so many, as I look across this room, so many of you, you serve in the ministry of helps. You're here, you know, week in, week out, year in, year out, faithful. What does that mean? You've been faithful in the covenant of God. All right. You've done your part. If you're doing your part, God's going to do his part. Amen. Let me show you this. Now, if you've ever taken the time to read from Psalm 103 all the way through Psalm 107, it's kind of a Reader's Digest version of all the things that God did for Israel when they were coming out of Egypt. Okay, and I love reading through it because as I read through that, several times God talks about his covenant with them. And when I see God talking about his covenant with them, he mentions Abraham. And when I see the Abrahamic covenant being mentioned, I start thinking of us. I start thinking about us, like, wait a minute, he's talking about the same promise that is alive and well to me. I can put a demand on that covenant just like they did, except I have a greater approach to him than they did. Glory to God. We have a mediator, Jesus Christ. We have the blood of Jesus, not just, you know, the sacrifices of animals. And so you could say it this way in verse 2, forget not all of his covenant benefits. Let me show you what I'm talking about. You're in Psalm 103. Go down to verse 17. Yeah. Glory to God. Go down to verse 17. It says, but the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him or reverence him, and his righteousness unto children's children. All right. So that would be three generations, grandchildren, and so on. Now it says this, to such as keep his covenant and to those that remember his commandments and do them. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. So notice this, God's mercy is just waiting to act on behalf of those who are in covenant with him. All right. And those that have been faithful within the covenant. All right, those that hear God's word, God's commandments, and do them. All right, if that's you here tonight, if you've been faithful to God, he is going to be faithful to you. He would have to cease to exist and to fail to keep his side of the agreement. All right, that's what a covenant is. Remember, the two sides, the two animal halves, God being represented on one side, Abraham and mankind's side on the other, and the two came together. God is not going to fail his side. Praise the Lord. All right? He says that all this mercy is available to those that keep his covenant. To those that keep his covenant. Listen, when you read something like that, you should your spirit should be quickened and say, that's me. That's me. That's me and my family. That's me and my kids. Listen, God wants you to remind him of his covenant. Come on. God doesn't want to be told how big your problem is. He doesn't want to be told how bad the economy is. He doesn't want to be told how awful the situation is. He wants to be reminded of his promises and how you are coming to receive. Faith is never telling God how bad something is. Faith is never crying to God and hoping that your emotional response will tap into his power. It doesn't work that way. Amen. He wants to be reminded of his covenant. Verse 17, the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting. That means it's active right now. The mercy of God is everlasting to everlasting upon us that reverence him. Verse 18, to such as keep his covenant, praise the Lord. You know, I like the rest of the chapter, so let's just read it for fun. The Lord has prepared his throne in the heavens. His kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, you his angels. By the way, that's not talking about us. That's literally his angels. That excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye hosts, you ministers of his that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all of his works and all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Now go over to Psalm 105, and let's start in verse 37. Now remember, we're talking about those that are in covenant with God. All right? Now remember, forget not of his benefits. The benefits of being in this covenant is forgiveness of your sins and healing of your diseases, all right? Or you could say injuries or physical calamity or whatever it is, you know. You understand, it's talking about healing. And then we go down there to verse 37. Up until this portion of Psalm 105, the scripture has been talking about all that God brought upon Egypt. Remember how Egypt and Pharaoh resisted the Lord? And remember the 10 plagues of Egypt? And they put burden on the children of Israel, remember, and enslaved them for 400 years. Remember that? And remember, God showed up big for them. And all of a sudden, you know, there was the plague of flies and the plague of gnats and the river turned to blood the 10 plagues. God does not take it kindly, those that mess with the children of Abraham. You've seen it even in a political, you look at it from a political standpoint, the nations on this earth that have honored the children of Abraham just coincidentally happen to be the strongest nations on this earth. You understand that America, Israel, amen, praise the Lord, and so on. And so he talks about his power against Egypt, and then verse 37, he starts talking about what he did for Israel. He says he brought them forth, meaning he brought them out of Egypt, remember? He brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tribes. There was 2 to 3 million Israelites. And the difference between the Israelites and the Egyptians is that 2 to 3 million Israelites, and they were all strong. They were all healthy. Amen. And not only that, they were loaded. Yeah, praise God. The Jews are still blessed to this day. And guess who we are? We're the children. We're the sons and daughters of Abraham. Provision belongs to us. God brought them out with that riches, didn't he? And they're going to need all the strength they can muster to carry all the silver and gold I'm going to put in their pockets. My goodness. So, but there's a reason why God did that for them. Usually we quote this verse, and it definitely stands good on its own. But let's look at the rest of it. Look at verse 38. Egypt was glad when they departed. because God's power was against Egypt for hindering the people of God. It says, for the fear of them, or the fear of the Jews, fell upon the Egyptians. Oh, my goodness. Well, we could preach a sermon right there. I mean, the anointing of God should be so apparent on our lives. Listen, when it says fear, we don't want people to be scared of us, but we do want them to notice something's different about them. Those Egyptians were like, there's something different on those Israelites. There's something different. They sensed a power on their life. They sensed a power. Why? Because there was a covenant that rested upon them. There was a difference. God's hand was with them and against Egypt. All right? And verse 39 says, he spread a cloud for a covering and fire to give light in the night. These are all the things now that he supernaturally did for Israel. The people asked, and God brought quails. Remember, they cried out and they wanted meat? Yes. They got tired of eating bread all the time. They said, how about meat? And remember, God brought so many quails with that wind. Yes. Remember, that they got so stuffed with quail meat, they're like, we don't want any more quail. You know what I mean? And they actually complained about it because God fed them. He gave them such abundance, they couldn't even handle it. All right? Remember that? Praise the Lord. The people asked, he brought quails and satisfied them with the bread of heaven. He opened the rock, remember, and the waters gushed out. They ran in dry places like a river. They're in the desert, but remember, they had that rock, and Moses would strike that rock with the rod, remember, and water would just pour out so much that there was too much of it. They couldn't even drink it all. They couldn't eat all the provision of God. They couldn't even carry all the silver and gold. Come on now. Forget not all of his benefits. Listen, Psalm 103, 104, 105, 106, and 107 are all written together. We people have divided them into chapter and verse, but they were written all at once. They're all one story. All right, what is he talking about? He's talking about the benefits of God here, the covenant of God. Say, oh, I don't see anything about covenant. Well, you'll see in the next verse. Remember verse 41. He opened the rock, waters gushed out. They ran in the dry places like a river. Listen, when the anointing of God starts running in the dry places of your life, Glory to God. Can't the rivers of God start running into your marriage, start running into your business, running into your finances, running upon your health and your peace? Glory to God. Now look at verse 42. Why? For God remembered his holy promise in Abraham his servant. Why the silver? Why the gold? Why the quails? Why the water? Why the bread? Why the protection? Why the fire, the cloud by day? Why the fire by night? All the supernatural, abundant provision of God. Why the healing? All this stuff, he says, because I remembered my holy promise in my servant Abraham. See, you have to remember, by this time, Abraham had been long gone off the earth. What, 1,000 years? Or I'm trying to just think off the top of my head. Here we are, Israel. I mean, maybe not quite that far, but hundreds of years. Abraham was long gone. Let's just put it that way. Just like Abraham, naturally speaking, is long gone off this earth. But the promise to him and to his seed is everlasting to everlasting. God said, I will make no feeble in your midst because you're connected, because I will remember my holy promise to the covenant of Abraham. I will fill their pockets with silver and gold because they're connected to my holy promise and my servant Abraham. All the things that God did. For God said, look, I have to take care of these people. And those people at that time, they were complainers. God said, I have to care for these complainers. I got to care for these ingrates. because they're connected to the Abrahamic covenant. Well, guess who is today? Starting in verse 37, listen. If he brought them forth with silver and gold, if there was none feeble among their tribes, right? If there was a cloud for a covering, if there was fire to give light, amen. If there was bread to eat, water to drink, healing being distributed everywhere, all of that still is true for us today. Listen, I just want to provoke your faith that you all of a sudden just sit here tonight and say, I'm the son or daughter of Abraham. God has got a promise for me. Glory to God. This is why you're going to receive. Praise the Lord. Amen. Yeah. He says in verse 42, for God remembered. Well, you could say it this way. God was reminded. He was reminded of Abraham. Listen, as far as God's concerned, there's 4,000 years at least between us and Abraham. At least 4,000 years. To God, that's like 4 days. Right? 2 Peter 3:9, a day with the Lord is like 1,000 years and 1,000 years like a day. It's just like, it's not even a week has it even gone by in God's mind between us and Abraham. That promise is still good to us. Hallelujah. Verse 43, and he brought forth his people with joy and his chosen with gladness. we're not done with all the benefits yet. So silver and gold, healing, the bread, the water, the provision, the protection, and now joy and gladness. So that's why we don't come to church and have a sad service. You know what I mean? Amen. He brought forth his people. So notice they were prospering spirit, soul, and body. Amen. Glory to God. In verse 44, and he gave them the lands of the heathen. And they inherited the labor of the people. Whoa! Wow. He said, all that stuff, all the riches that the world owns, all that stuff, he said, I'm just going to give it to my people. I'm going to give it to my people. Sounds pretty good. Sounds pretty good. That they might observe his statutes and keep his laws or his word, praise the Lord. All right, and there's the condition at the end. All right, he does all this for us, not so we run away from God, so not that we get distracted from following him, so that we serve him in a greater measure. Amen. That's what prosperity is about. Prosperity should never chase you away from God. It should never distract you away from God. It should draw you closer to God. Healing is not something that you just get from God and then you run away. It should draw you closer. Whatever you receive from God, but you fail to draw closer to Him, you're going to lose. Let me say that again. Whatever you receive miraculously from God that does not bring you closer to Him, or if you fail to draw closer to Him as a result, you will lose it. Christians can lose their prosperity. They can lose their healing. They can lose that protection. Because all of a sudden they got, see what happens so often is that people will seek God when they're in a troubled time. And if you spend time around God in a troubled time, the trouble will go away. But what are you going to do after the trouble leaves? Are you going to be gone too? I've seen a lot of people come into this church. They'll hear the uncompromised word. God's power will deliver them from whatever it is, whether it's addictions or marital trouble or financial trouble. God's power will take care of them. Amen. But once the trouble is gone, they're gone. Listen, that thing, God did that to draw you closer, not to push you away. Amen. So praise the Lord. So this is what I'm saying here. Listen, first of all, you've got a promise. All right, you are guaranteed or you are promised this healing blessing. You can come to God and say, God, remember your holy promise. Remember your servant Abraham. I'm his seed. And Father, what you did for Israel when you brought them out of Egypt, you will do for me. And so, Father, I remind you of that covenant and I receive healing in my body because it is a benefit. If you have forgiven my sins, truly you have healed my diseases. You receive because you reminded him of his covenant. You reminded him of your connection to Abraham. This is what all relationship with God and all approach to God is about, is understanding who you are. So many Christians, you call them the seed of Abraham. They say, what is that? Some kind of cult name? Some kind of cult religious name of some Christian circle? No, it's what God says you are. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. You know, and also second, that when you receive from God, it's with a determination to do something different if need be. You know, people that come to God, listen, your intentions are known. If your intentions are just to take something from God and not serve Him with it, you're a thief. You know, you can't steal the healing. Do you know what I mean? You cannot steal it. That means you don't just come into the house of God, God perform a miracle in my life, but then really, I'm really never attending on submitting to the house of the Lord. I'm not intending to serve there. I'm not intending to be a part of the house of God. You know what I mean? See, God knows that people are just trying to steal His benefits. His benefits are because you're connected through the promise of Abraham. And because why? Verse 45, that you will observe His statutes and keep His laws. Amen. If you're going to receive the power, it better be because you have a motive that you're going to be planted in the house of God. And maybe, of course, somebody could be visiting and they're planted in a different church. Of course, be planted. Just serve in the house of God. You know, what is your strength for? You know, why would God be interested in making sure you have more than enough? God was very interested in making sure that they had more than enough resources and that they were not feeble. Why? Because there was a tabernacle to build. There was a land of Canaan to conquer. You know what I mean? There was a plan. Notice the strength and the silver and the gold wasn't just about their plan. Listen, if you went back and dissected the story, you could come over to, I think, Exodus 32 and 33. It says that when the tabernacle was to be built, they called for an offering. And guess what? It was time. It was God's turn. And it says they started bringing all this gold and all this silver. God was filling their pockets because His house was going to have a need down the road. So many Christians, they think that they're just there to, steal the blessing of God, that it's just going to be for them. Yeah, some of it's going to stick to you. Glory to God, I'm glad it does, right? But I'll tell you what is your motive and intentions for serving God when you receive from Him? Listen, Say, well, Pastor, I don't have 10 years of serving Jesus under my belt. I don't deserve to be healed. Well, no, 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 that's wrong thinking. If you're born again, you're a child of Abraham, all right? And maybe you can't, you know, fabricate 10 years, 20 years, 30 years of faithfulness right off the top of your head, but you certainly can have intentions and motives. God will, you know, count your future faithfulness for a present time miracle. Absolutely. But your motives better be like, God, I thank you. I'm going to serve you with my whole heart. Because you know what God's after? You know what he's after more than the healing of your body? He's after your faithfulness. Your heart. Like he said, he's like, I did all this. In verse 45, you could paraphrase it like this way. God's just saying, you know, I did all this to draw them closer. But the Jews, they thought that God just did all that just so, you know, they could run away and be selfish with the plan. It's not why he did it. He loved them. Of course, he gave out of his love and his mercy. But he, you know, he wanted to draw people closer to him. And so what are your motives and your intentions when you receive from God? You know, even if you can't fabricate, you know, years of faithfulness, well, your motives, God can bless with a present miracle for your future faithfulness. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. And so back up there to verse 42. Why did he do all this? Because he remembered his holy promise in Abraham, his servant. God is saying, the word promise is just synonymous with covenant. Okay? He's going to do this because of his covenant with Abraham, and now that belongs to you. Can you real quickly? Well, I want you to see it in your own Bibles. I know we've turned to it. I mean, over the course of last couple of years, I'm in this verse all the time, but turn over there to Galatians chapter 3 and verse 29. Say, well, I usually just have you, you know, put it on the screen or whatever, but tonight I want you to look at it. Praise the Lord. Galatians chapter 3 and verse 29, because here's the ultimate connection. And of course, you know, Galatians 3:7. Galatians 3:9, and now Galatians 3:29 all say the same thing. If you be Christ's, here's the connection now. Here's why Psalm 105, verse 37 to the end of the chapter, why it is good for you. All right? If you be Christ's, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. What does it mean to be an heir? It means you inherit what someone else had. All right? Meaning you get the same exact thing they got. All right? And so remember why God did all that? You know, Psalm 105, verse 42? Because he remembered Abraham. He remembered his promise to Abraham. Guess what? You have inherited the same promise. The same promise that made none of them feeble in all those tribes belong to you. The same promise that filled their pockets with silver and gold belongs to you. The same promise that provided more than enough food, more than enough drink, amen, forget not all of his covenant benefits, who forgives your sins, amen, and heals all your diseases. Guess what? It belongs to you. It is yours. And God wants to be reminded of it. Let me show you a verse where God told Israel something similar over there in the book of Isaiah, chapter, 43, in verse 25 and 26, praise the Lord. In verse 25, Isaiah 43, 25, God is speaking, and he says, I hear some pages turning, I'll wait just a second. This is just as much to us as it was to them. Amen. Praise God. It says, I am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for my own sake and will not remember your sins. Isn't that awesome? God says, I'm not just washing away your sins. Of course, in the Old Testament, it was just blotting out. In the New Testament, we're washed. Our sins are not blotted out in the New Testament. They're washed away. Anyhow, it still pertains to us. He says, I am he that, we could say it in the New Testament terms, washes away your transgressions for my own sake. God says, I didn't just do it for you. I did it for me. God said, because I love you so much. I couldn't be without you, God is saying. And he says, and I will remember your sins no more. How awesome is that? So if you think you have a past that troubles you, God says, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about. Verse 26 is what I wanted to get to. He says this, put me in remembrance, God says. Let me say it in modern terms. Remind me. Remind me. Remind me. Let us plead together. Declare thou, or you declare, that you may be justified. God wants to be reminded. He wants you to declare, I am a son or daughter of Abraham. Father, tonight I receive on the basis of your holy promise, because your covenant is everlasting and it cannot fail. Listen, when I lay hands on you tonight, it is not by any virtue of my own. I am not trying to just give you a spiritual cortisone shot that makes you feel better for a little while and then it wears off. All right? I want you tonight, I'm going to be in agreement with you, and you're going to receive based on the promise that God made Abraham, and that your faith is now, stirred to understand it belongs to you. So that you'll stand up here tonight, and I'm going to lead you in a confession, and you're going to say, I am the seed of Abraham. I have inherited the promise. Therefore, it is mine. I believe, I receive the healing promise of God in my body. Amen. God cannot fail to uphold this covenant. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If you need your body to do anything, I don't need to hear about it. All right? I'm not going to sit there and ask every ailment. Listen, when I minister to you here in just a few moments, we're going to come up together. I'm going to lead you in that confession, and then I will lay hands on you in agreement, and I will just say, in Jesus' name, let it be done according to your faith. That's all I'm going to do. That's all I'm going to do. I'm not going to come around and ask. Now, if the Spirit of God were to, speak to me, to have me minister something to somebody individually, depending on exactly what it is, whether I would minister that to them publicly or just after service talk to them privately, I'm always open to the Holy Ghost to speak, to do something different in a service like this, okay? But the plans are that we're just going to receive based on that promise. Go back real quick. We're going to remind God of his promise. Go back over there to Psalm 105, because I want to just keep this verse in front of us before I call you up. Amen. Back there in Psalm 145, in 105, verse 42. Psalm 105, verse 42. Praise the Lord. For he remembered his holy promise and Abraham his servant. All right? See, you are in that verse. You are in that verse. It is just as scriptural to say, to put your name in there. For he remembered his holy promise and Pastor Tim, his servant. Or your name. I used my name. You understand? Sometimes people hear that and say, well, of course it works because you're a pastor. No. You understand what I did there. Praise the Lord. It is just as much as a promise to you as it is to me, to Abraham. Praise the Lord. So why is God going to do it? Because of who he made you as the children of Abraham. All right? I'm just not quite right. I just want to keep talking about it. Because that's who you are. That's why you're going to receive. Because he's going to remember his holy promise. This covenant is, going strong. God hasn't forgotten it. Amen? So do we have any children of Abraham here tonight? Then you're going to receive. All right? You're not going to receive by any virtue. Do not say that you came to this church so that pastor could lay hands on me, because I think if that pastor lays hands on me, it'll work. It has nothing to do with any virtue that is within me. I am simply the pastor of this church, and I'm, being led by the Spirit of God. This is not because of any virtue of my own. You understand that? Tonight, you are receiving based on the promise that God made to you through Abraham. Amen. So at this time, ushers will call you forward. And we're going to get ready. What we're going to do is we're going to call you up by sections. If you have something in your body, it could be anything physically related. All right? Something you just want changed. Okay? It could be healing. It could be an injury. It could be, you know, a sickness. It could be just any kind of condition. Whatever it is, all right, you certainly can come forward and be ministered to. All right? And what I'm going to do is when I direct your section to come forward, we're going to come right up here, and we're going to stand back about maybe a foot and a half, 2 feet back from this first step, all right? And folks, as I lay hands on you, you know, there's going to be some people that are going to, you know, the power of God is going to be very tangible to them, and they could fall right to the floor. There are others who may not fall to the floor, but that does not mean that you did not receive something, all right? Amen. So let's all do this. Let's all stand to our feet. And before I call up each section, let's just worship God. Let's bless His name, my soul, and all that's within us. Father, we praise You and we worship You. Father, tonight we have come before You in Jesus' mighty name as the sons and daughters of Abraham, as heirs of the promise. Father, we saw what that promise did for the Israelites back there when they were delivered from Egypt. Father, we thank You that it healed them, it prospered them, it fed them, it protected them. Father, we thank You, we praise You. It gave them joy, it gave them gladness. Father, we have a better covenant established upon better promises. So Father, we come tonight, we put a demand on the promise that we've inherited. And Father, we put a demand for healing. Father, we just declare that right now in Jesus' name, that everyone who's a son and daughter of Abraham in this place, they receive tonight. Father, we glorify You. We magnify You. Praise the Lord.
You,
all right, let's start with these two sections. If you're here tonight and want hands laid upon you for something in your body, these two sections right here, our center section, our far left section, come on forward. Praise the Lord. Maybe we'll have, you know, just get an opportunity to have everybody come up at once. Praise the Lord. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm just going to wait a moment. Let's just worship Him. Praise God. In a moment, I'm going to have those that are standing up front. I'm going to lead you in a confession. Don't just say, well, I'm having hands laid on me, so, you know, I'm just going to try this and see if this works. No, no, no. You are putting a demand on what God promised to you. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. All right.
Thank you, Jesus.
We'll start with this group here, and then we'll do the other two sections. Let's just all worship Him and glorify Him. Everybody in here, you know, why don't we just do everybody within the sound of my voice? Everybody that's in this room, those of you that are up front, you know, make sure you confess this with all your heart. I'm going to lead you in a confession. Praise the Lord. Everyone in the church is going to join in with you. Everyone say this with me. Speak it from your heart. Say, Dear Heavenly Father, I remind You that I'm a child of Abraham and an heir according to the promise. Therefore, I receive Your healing promise in my body. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's start down here at this side. Praise the Lord. So I'm just laying hands in agreement. In Jesus' name, You are healed. 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 Be healed in Jesus' name. 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 Be healed in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Be healed in Jesus' name. 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 Glory to God. Let's praise Him.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we receive because we remind You of Your holy promise and us as Your servants, children of Abraham. Father, we thank You. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Father, it's so good to be in Your family. It is so good to be part of the household of faith. All right, let's go ahead and open the altar to these two sections here. If there's anybody within these two sections that would like to have hands laid upon them, feel free to come forward. Glory to God. Father, we just praise you. We glorify you. Hallelujah. So many times we try to receive based on just our merits. You know, of course, you can remind God of your merits. Amen. You've been faithful. You've followed the covenant. But sometimes, you know, we try to say, well, you know, the thoughts try to creep into our head. You know, oh, what if this? What if that? Well, guess what? All that gets chased out by the faith of God because His promise said so. You're going to receive on His promise here tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Let's just praise Him. Let's worship Him. Praise you, Father. Everybody in this place again, those of you that have come up front, speak these words out of your heart. Mean it with all your sincerity. Everyone in the place, let's just join in with them. Everyone say this with me. Say, Dear Heavenly Father, I believe that I am a child of Abraham. And tonight, I put a demand on the promise that I have inherited. What you did for the Israelites, what you did for Abraham, you will do for me. I receive your healing promise in my body, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. In agreement, I lay hands on you tonight. In Jesus' name, you're healed. 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 You're healed in Jesus' name. 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 In Jesus' name, you're healed. 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 You're healed in Jesus' name. 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 Be healed in Jesus' name. You're 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 healed in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Just praise Him. Worship Him. Glory to God. Is there anybody here that has not had hands laid on them, but they would like to? If so, whatever you're doing, just go ahead and put it aside. Come down front. Let's just worship Him. Let's worship Him.
Thank you, Lord.
Let's worship Him. Yes. Hallelujah. Anybody else that has not had hands laid upon them, but they would like to? Now is the time. Let's just worship Him. Father, we glorify you. We magnify you.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Father, it pleases you when we receive on your promise and what you've done. That covenant of Abraham is what you intended to bless all the families of the earth. You wanted everyone on this earth to receive through that covenant. And Father, so often your people forget about it. They forget to put a demand. They forget to remind you. Father, we thank you. We praise you. Glory to God. One more time. Let's just all of us
thank
say
you,
this
Lord.
Again. If you're up here, gentlemen, just go ahead, repeat after me. And ladies, glory to God, just repeat after me. Just say this, Dear Heavenly Father, I am the seed of Abraham. And tonight, I put a demand on the promise that you made to Abraham. I receive your healing promise in my body, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. I agree with you. In Jesus' name, you are healed. 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 You are healed in Jesus' name. Just praise Him.
Thank you, Lord.
Let's worship Him here tonight. Father, thank you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Father, we praise you. We just bless you and magnify you tonight. Father, you are so
thank
good.
You, Lord. Hallelujah.
So good. You are so good. Come on, folks. You, lift your voices. Praise Him. Father, we thank you tonight. We glorify you, Lord God. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Father, we just bless you.
Thank you.
We magnify you. Glory to God. 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 Father God, we just praise you here tonight. We bless you. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. It says he also brought them forth with joy and gladness. So Father, we just praise your name. Thank you, Lord God. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Scott and Anna, will you guys come forward, please? Blessed, 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 blessed. Yes. Praise you, Father. Yeah, he rewards those that are faithful to the covenant. Yeah, he rewards those that are faithful to the covenant. So in Jesus' name, receive your reward.
Hallelujah.
Receive your reward. In Jesus' name, receive your reward. Glory to God. Praise him. Yeah. Amen. Father, we glorify you. Father, we just say glory to the Lord. Father, you receive all the praise. Father, you receive all the glory. Come on, folks, let's praise him. Father, we bless you tonight. We glorify you. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Father. I thoroughly believe that receiving, you know, on the promise of Abraham and what God has done, in that promise that he chose thousands of years ago to reach the entire earth with, I truly believe that the modern day church has totally missed it. You know what I mean? I don't mean everybody. I'm not saying that to be, a downer or anything like that, but I just think that Christians, they go to God, they beg and they cry and they whine and oh God, oh God, oh God, the whole time God's just waiting to be reminded. If they just knew my promise, if they knew who they were, if they knew the grounds on which they receive, if they knew the grounds, God's just saying, I can't do anything just based on emotion. I can't do anything just based on, them working up or just because the trial is that bad. I have to be reminded of the promise. We have to know the grounds upon which we receive. I'll tell you what, you understand who you are. You'll have such a bold faith and you'll approach God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Father, we love you. Glory to God. 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 Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Don't let anything try to get you to let go of the promise. You receive based on an everlasting promise here tonight. Father, we just glorify you.
Thank you, Lord.
We magnify you. And Father, we'll just wait upon you for a few moments to make sure if there's anything else that you'd have us to do. Father, we want to be sensitive to that. We want to obey that. Praise the Lord. Love you. Do you have anything at all? Always just check. I always just like to check. Praise God. Father, we just bless you. Father, we bless you. Father, we bless you. We bless you. Let's just wait on him for a moment. Praise God. Praise God. Father, we love you. Father, we just worship you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Praise you, Father. 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 We just worship you. We just magnify your name. Father, thank you. Thank you so much. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Just worship your holy name. Magnify your holy name. Just magnify your holy name. Thank you, Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you tonight. We just praise you. Thank you for the word. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, you can go ahead and be seated. Praise the Lord. Yeah, sure. Well, we're going to go ahead and get ready to close service. We're going to take up our Wednesday night offering. Amen. Of course, you know that when we receive an offering on a Wednesday night in a service like this, you're not paying. You understand? Sometimes people get confused. You know, there'll be a service where healing is being ministered, and they'll think that the offering, you know, is a way to pay for what God has done for you. Know this, you can't pay for what God did for you. Jesus paid for it, all right? It's already been paid for. We give because we just love God. We honor God. Amen. We love His house. And so we have to make that clear, because there's people, and unfortunately sometimes there are ministers that will take the healing anointing or the healing promise of God and they will manipulate it. Say, oh, if you believe you were healed tonight, you'd give this. You know, I've seen it happen on TV and I've heard stories, and I'll tell you what, if you see a minister doing that, you better clear on out, because the judgment of God is going to fall. You know, I just could never imagine doing that, trying to manipulate people in their giving. We take up an offering every Wednesday night. It's here to bless the house of God. It's here to honor God. It's not to pay for what God did for you in the service. We give to honor the Lord. Amen. So let's go ahead and get ready to give here tonight. Father, we love you. We praise you. We thank you so much for this opportunity to sow into our church. Father, we love the house of the Lord. We love our church family. Father, we're grateful to be here. And Father, we love you and honor you. And Father, we don't give to try to pay for anything. We give out of honor. We give out of just love for the house of God. Father, as we sow good seed into good ground, harvest is imminent. And Father, we just say so in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Brothers, you may serve the people. Glory to God. God's good. I'll tell you what, it would really, you know, be a good thing. Go back and get into Psalm chapters 103 through 107, you know, because there's a lot more in there that we didn't get to tonight. But just, you know, 105 verse 42 there, he said, I remembered Abraham, the holy promise that I made to Abraham, my servant. That right there, it was the grounds why God moved, why God did what he did, because he said, I did it because you were the seed of Abraham. So the same thing is true of us. And if you get that built into your heart, listen, you know, when you need to receive, you need to put a demand on that covenant, you go to God and you remind him in faith of who you are in that covenant. Praise the Lord. Because if you're going to need healing, if you're going to need any silver and gold, if you're going to need any bread, if you're going to need any water, if you're going to need any joy and gladness, sounds like everything we need in life, doesn't it? You better know how to come to him and say, Father, I remind you, I am the son or daughter of Abraham, and therefore I receive. Praise the Lord. Let's stand to our feet. Praise the Lord. Father, we love you. Father, we bless you. Father, I command your hand of blessing upon each one that's here tonight. Father, we thank you. We just command the angels to go before those. For Lord, we saw where the angels of God, they hearkened to the voice of Daniel. They hearkened to the voice of Elisha. Father, if they're ministering spirits sent forth to minister for those that are heirs of salvation in the New Testament, how much more will they listen to our voice? So angels of God, you are commanded to go before each one here tonight to provide a hedge of protection around them. No evil befall them, no plague near their dwelling. They do not dash their foot against one stone. Father, we say it in Jesus' name. Amen. You are dismissed.